Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is an articulate spokesman in the media and before legislative committees on conservative and pro-family issues, and was named one of the 100 most important women of the century by the Ladies' Home Journal. And now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
The technology industry has sent its lobbyists to demand that the new Congress vastly increase the number of foreign computer software techies and engineers who can be imported on H-1B visas. This demand is based on the claim that we suffer a labor shortage in those fields, but that's a barefaced lie to build a smokescreen around the real reasons. 3 reasons motivate the technology giants to use their political clout and contributions to increase H-1Bs. First, cost-cutting. The H-1Bers are paid far less than Americans. Second, the influx of H-1Bers depresses the prevailing wage for all computer techies and engineers. And third, the hiring of H-1Bers prevents potential competition from Americans who might resign and start companies of their own. H-1B visas are not for entrepreneurs or executives, but are for employees who are tied to the company that imports them, much like indentured servants. They are supposed to depart from the United States after a few years. Current law allows industry to bring in 85,000 H-1B foreigners a year, and industry lobbyists want to double or triple the number. They really want Congress to pass the Cornyn-Shattuck bill, which could import 1.5 million H-1B workers by 2013. America has plenty of engineers. After the dot-com bust in 2000, Silicon Valley lost about 100,000 engineering jobs, and many of those who lost out are unemployed or underemployed or have taken jobs in other industries. Research by Professor Norman Matloff of the University of California at Davis proves that there is no shortage of U.S. engineers or computer techies. If there were a shortage, salaries would be going up. But starting salaries for bachelor's degree graduates in computer science and electrical engineering have been flat or falling.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Do you believe corporations should be allowed to lay off American citizens and replace them with foreign workers at half the pay? Write Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002 for free information on what's happening to American jobs. That's Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002, or go online to eagleforum.org. And join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. and make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Gotcha.
From the heartland of America comes a harvest of insight and entertainment. This is the Common Sense Coalition, the Derry Brownfield Show, starring Derry Brownfield. And here's the star of the show, the man who starts every day with a smile to get it over with, Derry Brownfield!
Hello there! Derry Brownfield here, and I am happy that you're along on this adventure in broadcasting. It is the talk show with the country flavor and some common sense points of view. We're bringing you this show today from the RCAF convention that's being held here in Omaha, Nebraska. I have with me today G.B. Oliver with Paragon Foundation. G.B., say hi.
It's a privilege to be here with you.
Okay. Did Dan Martinez ever call in?
Haven't heard from Dan.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. Well, we're one guest short. He was going to be my mainest speaker today because he's on the program, and he is going to talk about he and Kimmy Lewis, they're going to talk a little bit later today about private property rights. GB, what are we talking about here with property rights?
I think we're going to be talking about some of the same things you and I have talked about on your show, about jurisdiction and authority and how limited the federal government, how limited their authority truly is, and how much power the people actually have when they have an understanding of their rights, they have an understanding of the Constitution.
You know, it's interesting, and I wish Dan... Did Dan ever call in?
No, sir. I'll let you know when he does.
Okay, let me know when he does. But he was talking just a while ago about they were in court somewhere, and one of the judges was reading from the Constitution. And Dan said he just read a part of it, and he said he wanted to just say, go on, read the rest of it, because the rest of it was the part that was important. And these people just want to, and most people, he said, everybody in this audience, or, you know, in the courtroom, nobody knew the Constitution well enough to know that the guy was just reading, just like reading a Bible scripture, just reading part of the scripture. You know what I mean? It happens all the time, doesn't it, GB?
Certainly. You know, they take the bits and pieces out of the deal that they want, and they never read the rest. You know, it always reminds me, you see Obama and those guys talking about, taking sections out of the Declaration of Independence and those kind of things, but they never go on to talk about the inalienable rights and that governments are instituted among men to secure those rights and that they hold their allegiance to the people and those kind of things. They never put that part in because that's not part of the agenda. That doesn't let the United States federal government become supreme.
I want to kind of bring my listeners up to date just a little bit on what happened last week. I mentioned that, and by the way, the gold yesterday closed at $927.70. And last Friday, I brought up the fact that the International Monetary Fund says it plans to sell gold from its reserves. And they announced that at the Group of Seven meetings in Tokyo, and the Group of Seven confirmed that this could come as early as April. And as I mentioned Friday, I said, you know, if this came from anybody but WorldNet Daily and Jerome Corsi, I would have just pitched it. I wouldn't have paid any attention to it because I couldn't find it anywhere else. Well, we did find it someplace else. And interestingly enough, it's not in, and I hurried home Friday afternoon to see what Neil Cavuto was going to say about it. He never mentioned it, and he's supposed to be the economic advisor there for Fox News. In the meantime, Jeff did a little search on it, and he did find where the, and here's the story. The group of seven nations on Saturday approved the sale of gold by the International Monetary Fund from April as part of a broad reform of its budget. There was an acceptance among the G7 that resources should be raised by selling gold. And this came from the South Asian Media Network. In other words, the American media, just absolutely ignoring this. And we were talking about it today at the breakfast table, and we found out that several people there, nobody knew about it, and somebody said, well, here's the deal. They're going to drive gold back down, and this article says that, if you remember, they were going to drive gold back down to $500 an ounce, and then they want to, and by they, meaning the International Monetary Fund, wants to take control of the gold. They say the goal of the Federal Reserve is to get the price of gold down and obtain for the larger central banks legal possession of gold from the sovereign central banks. In other words, it looks like they want to drive this thing back down so then they can buy the gold at a cheaper price. I don't know, but it's kind of interesting. But the interesting thing is, hey, we're not supposed to know this. Nobody except Jerome Carsey in this country has put out any kind of information on it at all.
Hey, Derry, I do have Dan Martinez.
Oh, hi, good to have you as a guest on the show.
Well, it's a pleasure.
Yeah, you kind of scared us. I saw you walk down the hall with a beautiful lady, and I thought, for gosh sakes, he's what happened to you?
Well, you know, it's just high-tech phones.
A high-tech phone.
Right.
Okay, you forgot to dial the 9 before you dialed the 1, didn't you?
You got it.
Okay, well, anyway, we're on the air now. Dan, you're going to be on the program at 1 o'clock this afternoon, and you have my sympathy because GB is going to be on the program with you, but Kenny Lewis will also be, she's the chairman, and she'll kind of make things happen all right.
Oh, great. I feel better now already.
What are you going to talk about, Dan?
Property rights. You know, those unalienable rights that can't be separated from us unless we consent or enter in some kind of contract. That's what I'm going to talk about. That's our property.
Okay. Now, is it all right to talk about your little deal that you have with the feds taking your cattle?
Yeah, cattle is an issue of property.
Okay, but you are one of the ranchers that the government came in and actually stole your cattle, right?
Yes, it is.
Okay, have you got time to kind of give us a little rundown of what you have done on that? Uh-oh, we're going to take a break. I hear music
okay.
In the background.
All right.
Stand by. We'll be right back. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition. And by the way, we're having enough telephone problems here at the hotel that we're not going to try to take any calls today. It'll just be you and I, GB, Dan Martinez, and myself. Okay, we'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in
making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
For veterans of all branches of the United States military, HempUSA.org is offering a 3-month sampler of our hemp products for increased digestion and immunity health of our returning veterans. At HempUSA.org, we feel a sense of urgency for the returning troops to try the most densely nutrient food on the planet. This raw food will rebalance all of their body systems and push all toxins that are found in all of the returning soldiers. We at HempUSA.org feel a need to let the soldiers past, present, and future know about this great urgency to detoxify the body before it can heal itself. The body, if given the proper nutrients, will always heal itself, mentally, physically, emotionally, and spiritually, by calling 908-691-2608 and ordering a 3-month sampler. You will receive a 6-week supply of the highest grade essential fatty acid oil in the world at no charge. You can receive these incredibly healing raw food products delivered to your door with free shipping. Call 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org. Today.
And we have returned. As I mentioned, we're not taking telephone calls today. We're having enough of problems with the telephones we have here at the hotel. Anyway, we are in, and I say we, I'm visiting now with G.B. Oliver, ParagonFoundation.org, and Dan Martinez. We're at the RCAF convention, as I just mentioned, and Dan, are you there?
Yes.
Okay, Dan, I understand from the breakfast meeting we had this morning, there's more cattle being rounded up in some of the western areas by the feds, right?
Yes, there is.
Can you give us a little breakdown on what's happening?
Well, some of the federal agencies are confiscating cattle under color of law, and they're having them sold without any jurisdictional issues being resolved and without any authority. Congress never has granted them authority to seize or to levy on private property. Property is a function of the state, and it needs to be litigated, and the laws of the state need to be followed. And this isn't being done. It's called an expansion of federal jurisdiction, of which the Constitution has not granted any authority to the United States as the agent for the 50 states united.
Okay, you mentioned under the color of law.
That's correct.
What do you mean by color of law?
Well, a color of law means it's not the law of the venue. It gives the appearance of law, but is not law. See, the highest law of the land in this country is the Constitution. It was designed by our founding fathers to restrain government so it doesn't infringe on those unalienable rights that are talked about in the preamble to the Constitution.
Okay, in this situation, and I believe we were discussing this morning, that the sheriff is working with the feds on this thing, right?
That's correct. You know, the sheriff takes an oath of office. He's a common law officer, highest law enforcement officer in the county. There's nobody that is above him. He's elected by the people, and his job, he has a fiduciary duty to protect the life, liberty, and property of every individual or citizen of the county. And so he cannot delegate authority of which he does not have. He's taken an oath to uphold the Constitution of the United States of America, the Constitution of Nevada, and the laws of Nevada. It doesn't say anything about federal law.
And this is taking place in Nevada, obviously.
That's correct.
Okay, now, what, okay, I hear music, so what we're going to do is take a quick break. We'll be right back, and when we come back, is there any recourse? Is that sheriff stepping out of bounds, and should he actually maybe go to jail for what he's doing?
That's correct.
Let's take a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare with your children being raised by someone else? With our free information, you can lead a less stressful life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was about to be laid off from a company that was going bankrupt. On top of that, I wanted my kids to have mommy care, not daycare. My first month, I made $1,000 part-time. After 90 days, I was home with my children. And for the past 7 years, I've been here for my three little girls. I love this business.
Go to freedom94.com. Get out of the rat race and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I was skeptical. However, I had to get out of corporate America. Both me and my wife were able to quit our jobs and now make over $10,000 a month from home.
Go to freedom94.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 94.com. Freedom94.com. And start earning great money as soon as next week.
And we have returned. We're visiting now with Dan Martinez. Dan, we were talking about this cattle roundup that the feds are having out there in Nevada. That was Nevada, wasn't it?
Oh, yes.
I'm sorry. Yeah.
Yes, it was. It was in Nevada.
Yeah, okay. Now, the sheriff, there's two different sheriffs involved in this because the cattle are in two counties, right?
That's correct. And some of the crimes are committed in the other county.
Okay, now you mentioned some of the crimes being committed. Are you talking about the crimes that the sheriffs themselves are committing?
Yes, that's true.
Okay, now will anything come of that? Should anything come of that? And if so, who and how should it be done?
Okay, well, it has to be the victim that will file the charges against the sheriff. For negligence, because he's allowed this criminal activity to transpire. Secondly, perjury of oath of office, because, see, he's taken an oath to uphold the Constitution of the United States, Constitution of Nevada, and the laws of Nevada. See, there's nothing in his oath that says he's to uphold federal law, because most federal law does not apply within the boundaries of the state, because under international law, the state of Nevada is a sovereign nation, and it's got sovereignty over all of its territory within the boundaries, the outer boundaries, unless the state of Nevada has ceded jurisdiction to the federal government. And certain instances, they'll do this, as it's specified in the Constitution, that for forts, buildings of some sort,
post offices, et cetera.
Post offices, et cetera. In fact, there's a Senate report that's part of the Senate, the Congressional Record, Senate Report 103-6, and it's been updated since then. But under the, it's called the Analysis and Interpretation of the Constitution, and it under Section Article 1, Section 8, Clause 17, which, as we all know, the those are the eight enumerated powers that the federal government's got authority over. It's very specific there that they need to have permission or cession from the state in order to have any kind of authority or jurisdiction over those areas. But in that document, it makes clear that they have no authority over forests, grazing districts, flood control, parks, etc.
All right, you're saying then the Corps of Engineers have no authority.
That's correct. Not unless the state cedes it to them. And they can't, because it has to be a, it has to be one of those items listed in the Constitution.
Okay, well, you can't tell that to someone that works for the Forest Service or the Corps of Engineers, because they just come into a county or to an area and just ride roughshod right over the top of the people.
That's correct, but the problem we have here is that people don't know what their rights are. The Constitution's 6 pages long, written in the common language, and it's not taught in schools. It's we hear about it, but nobody ever reads it. Nobody understands it, because they're not exposed to it.
Well, you know, apparently George W. Bush read it, because he said it's just a GD piece of paper.
That's right.
Okay, now, let's go back to this sheriff thing, because I think this is highly important, because most people, and I doubt seriously if most sheriffs really understand what their authority is and what their jobs are.
That's correct.
If this continues to happen, and the sheriff keeps siding in with the feds on these things, and it's not just the cattle industry. I mean, there's other things that they get involved in, right?
Right, that's correct.
Okay, then the person that's being hurt by this, you're saying they should sue the local sheriff.
That's right. Each sheriff has a bond that it's a performance bond. It's that and a person for damages can make a claim against his bond, but the law says without that bond, if the insurance company or the bonding company drops him, he cannot hold title to his office. So he can't even be a sheriff without the bond. Now, each state has different statutes, but it originates under the appointment and the oath clause in the United States Constitution, and it's codified within the states under the state statutes. They have to have an oath of office in order to hold public office. That's what our Constitution says. Every federal and state employee has to have an oath of office. And an oath is a pledge or a contract. It's a social contract with the people within the county. In the sheriff's instance, he has pledged that he would uphold the law, and if he doesn't do that, it's called perjury of oath of office. I know in Arizona that it's a crime. It's a jailable offense.
Okay, now let me ask you another question. I hear music, so we're going to take another break. But when we come back, there's a reason you say that you shouldn't sue the people that are with the BLM or the Forest Service, and there was a reason for that, if I remember right. Let's discuss that after these messages. Okay. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
is the Derry Brownfield Show.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare with your children being raised by someone else? With our free information, you can lead a less stressful life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was about to be laid off from a company that was going bankrupt. On top of that, I wanted my kids to have mommy care, not daycare. My first month, I made $1,000 part-time. After 90 days, I was home with my children. And for the past 7 years, I've been here for my three little girls. I love this business.
Go to freedom14.com. Get out of the rat race and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I was skeptical. However, I had to get out of corporate America. Both me and my wife were able to quit our jobs and now make over $10,000 a month from home.
Go to freedom14.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 14.com. Freedom14.com and start earning great money as soon as next week.
But now, most of my listeners know G.D. Oliver. He's executive director of the Paragon Foundation. But what is a paragon? One listener recently called me on the air and read the definition for the word paragon out of Webster's Dictionary. This is what he said.
It says, model or pattern of superior excellence or perfection, compared to, equal to. Folks, I'll tell you one thing about Paragon Foundation that I found out. They do the work on a dime, and they take the 9 cents change and invest it. If you go down to Alamogordo, New Mexico, and you'll find out they don't have a big fancy building down on White Sands Boulevard. These folks are ranchers, they're good people, they wear jeans and boots, and they got a smile on their face, and they got faith. And they're good folks, I'll tell you what. I'm a member of the Paragon Foundation, and I highly recommend them.
So what are you waiting for? Join the Paragon Foundation today. Just call toll-free 1-877-847-3443. That's 1-877-847-3443. Or go online to paragonfoundation.org. Friends, I've been getting some good reviews from everyone that's purchased one of my specially designed, hand-engraved, made-in-the-good-old-U.S.-of-A Zippo pocket knife. Now, let me tell you about it. On one side, it has the Derry Brownfield Show logo. It's all engraved. And on the other side is Happy Trails. It's a 2-inch lock blade. It folds into a 3-inch case, and it comes in its own box. And it is a perfect gift for any occasion. It looks pretty good in your display case, but it's also very good for daily use, which I highly recommend. It's shiny, it's sharp, and it's a Zippo, as I said, made in the U.S. of A. And you can see it in full color on my website at DerryBrownfield.com. Now, the supply is limited. We didn't buy that many. If you want to get one, you need to do it while we have them. They're delivered to your mailbox for $40 each. So send check, cash, or money order to the Derry Brownfield Show, P.O. Box 79, Centertown, Missouri, 65023.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show. And here's the star of the show, and a man who says, be careful, or you'll poke your eye out.
Lawful arrest.
Derry Brownfield!
And I wouldn't say anything like that. Not at all, not at all. Anyway, we're attending the RCAF convention in Omaha, Nebraska today with G.B. Oliver, Dan Martinez, and Dan, going into the commercial break, we were talking about when the sheriff gets turns his authority over to the federal government or federal agencies. That's not part of his duty at all. In fact, he's supposed to protect us from these people. Is that not right?
That's correct.
And you know, he did. In some instances, if I remember right, the sheriff in Wyoming actually arrested some BATF people because they harassed some folks by going to the wrong house, etc.
Yeah, that happened in, I think it was in Big Horn County, Wyoming. But the sheriff there, what happened was a federal agency came in and executed a illegal search and seizure on somebody's home. And in this country, our home is our castle. And the sheriff's department was involved with that. So there was a lawsuit brought against the county and all the people involved, and there was an out-of-court settlement. But after that, the sheriff wouldn't allow any federal agency's employees to come within the county unless they check with him first.
And so that's the way it should be.
That's correct.
But now just checking with him, if they say, okay, here's what we're going to do, if it's something that the sheriff doesn't think that they should be doing, he should stop it, right?
That's correct. It would be no different than a law enforcement officer that had lawful authority within Oregon to come into Nevada and execute a court order or a warrant from Oregon. There's no lawful authority to do that.
This brings up another point. Most people are totally misled about state sovereignty, are they not? In other words, the states, each state is a sovereign nation.
That's correct.
You can see that when you read the United Nations documents. They do not talk about Germany as being a nation. They call it a state.
That's correct.
And Missouri, Kansas, Oklahoma, Montana, they are nation states, right?
That's correct.
So they don't come under any jurisdiction of the federal government. The federal government only has jurisdiction over Washington, D.C., and then these instances that we talked about earlier where the state gave them sovereignty, such as a post office.
That's correct.
How did they get so much power all of a sudden?
America's been asleep since 1948. This all started primarily right after the war, and I think it's lack of knowledge because we think of this as one great big country, but it's 50 countries united. And this the United States, the federal government, was created by the original 13 colonies as an agent for the 13 colonies at the time, and they had very limited power or authority. This is the Constitution. The Constitution of the United States. It's a restraint of power, and it was designed that way specifically because of the problems that our founding fathers had when they came over here from England. But we all hear of the equal footing doctrine, and that's a doctrine that means that any state that joins the Union after the original 13 joins the Union on the equal footing as the original 13 colonies or the states, Confederate states.
Okay, but still, these states are literally nations that have united together to form not a government over them. Explain that a little better. I'm getting off in deep water here.
Okay, each state has sovereignty within its borders. It has the right to legislate, make laws with the consent of the people. Sovereignty lies with the people. The people have delegated a certain power to their governments. And so the restraint of that power is the Constitution of both on the federal level. It's the Constitution, which is a restraint of their power of authority, and the rest is retained to the states and to the people. So it's the people that are the ones that authorize government to exist. That in this country, because it was set up as a republic, it was modern after patterned after the republic city states of Greece. It was not modeled after the Roman system, which was civil law, and all Romans were subjects of the state. And we're in this country. It's even codified in the Constitution at Article 4, Section 4, that every state of the Union shall be guaranteed a republican form of government. It says nothing about a democracy.
All right, now, let's go back to the states being sovereign. Each state makes its own laws. So each state has its own driver's license, right?
That's correct.
Okay, now here comes the feds, and they want this national ID, and they actually already have Congress passed this thing, which was the Real ID Act. Unconstitutional as it is, states are buying into this.
Well, it's not unconstitutional because it only applies within the federal venue or jurisdiction. See,
okay,
that's
so people
what people
in Washington, D.C. and Guam and Puerto Rico,
that's correct.
They would have to go with the national ID. People in Missouri, Arkansas, and Kentucky would not have to, right?
That's right. Unless
okay,
they
but
consented
the states are still
it.
Buying into it.
That's because of its lack of knowledge. See, we think that every law that's passed in Congress applies to us, but it can only apply to us if it's one of those enumerated powers. And Supreme Court has already ruled in numerous Supreme Court cases that all legislation is presumed territorial. That means it only applies within the federal territories, insular possessions, or enclaves. Doesn't apply within the sovereign states of the Union.
How should the situation have been taken care of in Alabama when the feds came in and said that that Judge Roy Moore had to remove the Ten Commandments from the state building?
The state should have protected its sovereignty. The sheriff of the county should have upheld the laws of Alabama.
Well, we know it didn't happen.
What happened, Derry, is the attorney general for the state of Alabama is the guy that turned his back on Chief Justice Moore. And then, of course, he was rewarded later by Karl Rove and this administration with a federal judgeship. But what should have happened, and I think Dan has taught me this, is the first thing that happened, the feds came in there and told them to remove the Ten Commandments from a state building. Somebody should have jumped up and said, by what authority and jurisdiction do you have telling any state what to do within the state boundaries and within one of its state buildings? And I don't think they could have answered that question.
In other words, they went about it all wrong themselves.
That's right.
About Judge Roy Moore went about it wrong.
Right.
If he would have asked, explain that and how you would have handled that, Dan.
Well, he should have filed an injunction within the state to stop him from doing it, even within his own court. But see, the Supremacy Clause of the United States is the most misquoted part of the Constitution because they've taught us that federal law is above state law, that it's superior because of the Supremacy Clause. But people quit when they start to read the Supremacy Clause, they stop in the middle of it. They need to keep going.
Do you have it there in front of you?
No, I don't.
Okay.
But I do know that it does say that notwithstanding the Constitution and the laws of the state. Here, I've got it right here in front of me. Hold on, I'll read it.
Okay, but you mentioned a judge started to read that, and then he quit when he got his part. Okay, we're going to take a commercial break. That'll give you time to find it.
Okay.
We'll be right back. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials. Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
And we have returned. Going into the commercial break, I was visiting with Dan, and you were talking about the Supremacy Clause, and we were you were discussing what a judge reads concerning the Supremacy Clause, and then he quits when he gets to the good stuff, right?
Yeah, it's in the Constitution under Article 6, Clause 2, and I'll read it. This Constitution and the laws of the United States which shall be made in pursuance thereof, and all treaties made or which shall be made under the authority of the United States shall be the supreme law of the land, and the judges in every state shall be bound thereby. Anything, and here's the real sense, anything in the Constitution or laws of any state to the contrary notwithstanding. That means that it is the supreme law of the land as long as it's not in conflict with the other parts of the Constitution or the laws of the state. See, that's before they go through the whole clause.
Okay, is what you're saying.
Yes.
The treaty is void if it is contrary to the Constitution of the state or to the Fed.
That's correct.
Federal Constitution.
And the word notwithstanding, you have to go back to understand what that word means. You have to go back to, like, Webster's Dictionary, 1828, to see what the common usage of that word was at closest to the time that they ratified the Constitution.
What is it?
It means it's not in contrary or in conflict with the rest of the Constitution or the laws of the state.
Uh-huh.
So that doesn't say that the federal law is superior or supreme to the state. It just means that it's supreme as long as it conforms to other parts of the Constitution and is not in conflict with state law.
Now, this makes, literally, the governor, he is really more powerful. And I'm talking about any governor in any state is more powerful than the president of the United States, is he not?
That's correct. Within his territory or sovereignty, he is the most powerful officer in the whole state. He represents his job is to protect the life, liberty, and property of every citizen of the sovereign state of which he's the governor of.
All right, then why do these governors, don't they, and most of them are attorneys, aren't they?
Probably.
Yeah, the ones I always knew were. All right, now why do they, in fact, we had a governor of Missouri that became the attorney general.
That's correct, that was Ashcroft.
Yeah.
Well, that brings up a Supreme Court case that is very descriptive of this problem we're having. It was Gregory versus Ashcroft.
Okay, let's take another break. This will be the final break of the hour. Stay tuned.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
SwissAmerica.com reports Tuesday gold prices shot up over 2% above $925 an ounce on $100 a barrel oil prices for the first time ever on OPEC worries. Gold closed in New York up $21.60 to $927.70. Silver rose 45 cents to $17.53 an ounce. Gold demand in China grew 26% in 2007, according to the World Gold Council. More at SwissAmerica.com. Gold should be telling you many things. First, inflation is 2 to 3 times higher than reported. Second, the Fed will sacrifice the dollar to fight a recession. Third, gold prices, having already tripled since 2001, must nearly triple again to exceed their 1980 high. Swiss America has compressed 25 years into a 25-minute Gold 101 DVD kit that's free. Call 800-BUY-COIN. That's 800-289-2646.
Recently, a guest on the Derry Brownfield Show, Grant Jeffrey, discussed his new book, The New Temple and the Second Coming of Christ. Here's Grant.
Right now, we have a leadership in Israel that does not understand that the Temple Mount is the most important place in all of Israel. And so even if Israel is so tragically against the will of God as to surrender even more control over the Temple Mount, understand, it won't change anything.
Covered topics include the search for lost temple treasures, revealing discoveries in underground Jerusalem, the process of recreating sacred temple vessels, and the latest plans for rebuilding the temple. Join Dr. Jeffrey as he uncovers answers to questions that have perplexed students of prophecy for centuries. The New Temple and the Second Coming of Christ is 224 pages in paperback. To order, send $17 check, cash, or money order to P.O. Box 79, Center Town, Missouri, 65023. And for credit card orders, call toll-free at 1-800-201-7892.
And we are in the home stretch, going into the final break. Dan, you were talking about Gregory versus Ashcroft. What was that court case?
Okay, that was a Supreme Court case. There was a judge, state judge Gregory, that sued Ashcroft, and it had to do with a state law that would required a mandatory retirement at a certain age, and he sued the Ashcroft at the time. Because
was Ashcroft then, was he attorney general or was he the governor?
Let's see. No, he was the governor at the time.
Okay.
Okay. So he sued Ashcroft because there was a conflict of laws, and there's a whole legal theory about conflicts of laws in the federal system. There was not mandatory retirement, so he sued him, and it went all the way to the Supreme Court case, and they said no, state law supersedes federal law, and there's the doctrine of separation of powers. That's the way this whole country was set up. There was separation of powers between the state and the federal government so that, and it was designed primarily to protect those unalienable rights of each citizen.
But and the Supreme Court has had several cases where they have, like this, said that the states are actually, the states are foreign to the federal government.
That's correct. And it was the states that created the federal United States as the agent. How can the creator be less on the scale than the in this case the agent United States? In this country, the federal government is of limited powers, and they have extended that federal jurisdiction beyond its boundaries, mainly by consent or by lack of knowledge.
I'd say most of it is lack of knowledge. Do you not think so?
Oh, yes, I do.
Just like we were talking earlier about sheriffs. How many, and I forgot, I did know at one time how many sheriffs there are. There's 114 in Missouri, I know that, but I don't remember how many's nationwide. But how many of those sheriffs actually understand their authority?
They don't. They really don't.
All right, how many, we know how many governors we have. We have 50 governors. How many of them understand their authority?
I don't think they understand it.
See, I can see so many things that have happened, just like this National ID Act, the Real ID Act.
It's a municipal law. It only applies within the United States as defined, which means Washington, D.C., its territories and its insular possessions or enclaves.
Right, it should. But the governors are willing to take money. Just
right.
Like the National Animal ID Act. Look how much money has come into each state.
That's right.
To try to get this thing passed.
That's right. It's called collusion. It's a crime.
And they just buy their way in.
That's right.
GB, are you with me?
I am. I'm out here with housekeeping. But that's the whole deal, Jerry. And where does that money come from? It comes from the state. It goes to the federal government. And then we dance like a little bear at the carnival to get a little bit of it back. Now, how much sense does that make? And I'll tell you what it comes down to. It comes down very simply that the American people have got to understand what the Constitution says, understand what their rights are, and then take a stand.
And we are running out of time. Gentlemen, it has been a pleasure having both G.B. Oliver, who is a regular guest on the show, and Dan Martinez. And Dan, you need to be a more regular guest on the show. And as we said, we're bringing you this show from the RCAF convention in Omaha, Nebraska. And it's time for May. May the good Lord bless and keep you while the near far away. May the good you wish for others shine on you today. May your heart stay tuned to music that'll cheer the hearts of man. May the good Lord bless and keep you until we meet again.
Happy trails to you until we meet again. Happy trails.